Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. So we are continuing Parak Chafav, the 26th Parak of Misilat Yishayim. We're discussing the Midah of Kiddushah, of extremely high levels of sanctity, of separateness, when a person is able to actually lift up the physical with the spiritual, use his spirituality, that where he has to, when he encounters the physical world, it does not take him down in any way. If anything, he raises the physical world through his spirituality. So Ramchal continues, V'incha ro'eh shederach kniyat zot hamidah hu al yidei rov ha'prisha. So Ramchal tells us how to acquire this character trait, just like any other of the character traits in this sefer, in this book. So Ramchal tells us, how do you acquire this character trait? Through rov prisha, through separating oneself from the physical world to a very, very great degree. And obviously, we discuss the different types of prisha. Also prisha when it comes to halacha, when it comes to being strict in certain things. V'ha'iyun ha'atzum b'sitrei ha'ashkacha al-yonah u'matzpunei ha'biriyah. So Ramchal starts using some interesting terminology here. He says that a person delves very much, very deep into the secrets of the supervision of Hashem, umatzpunei habriyah, and the secrets or the hidden matters of creation. So the footnotes here explain that Ramchal here is referring to the secrets of Kabbalah, that a person wants to really reach this level of Kiddushah after he has studied so much of the revealed Torah, Torah Tanigleh, Torah Tanigleh. So he has to also study the Torah Tasod, the secret parts of the Torah, the not revealed parts of the Torah. And the knowledge of the lofty nature of Hashem and His praises, Ashita Bekvot Vekut Gadol, until he's able to cling to Hashem in a very, very intense way. So having control of one's thoughts, which is a big deal, is also part of this level of Kiddushah. So he knows how to direct his thoughts. So that when he's dealing with the very material and very physical matters of this world, he knows how to direct his thoughts, direct himself. Just like the Kohen, when he was doing the slaughtering of the animal, or receiving the blood, or throwing the blood, so he had very, very spiritual, very lofty intentions in what he was doing. Even though he was doing a very physical act to slaughter an animal, to catch its blood, to throw its blood, it's a very physical act, but he had very high spiritual intentions when he did it. Ad shiyamshich b'azeh ha-bracha mimenu itbarach. Until the bracha comes to him from Hashem, ha-chayim v'ha-shalom, life and peace, they come to him, which is the general categories of bracha. All the brachot that we wish are, they fall into the categories of chayim and shalom, of life and peace. V'zulat zeh, and aside from this, or besides this, e'ef shar shi'asig ma'ala zo, there's no other way to reach this level of kiddusha. V'yisha'er al kol panim chomri v'gashmi k'chol shar b'nei adam. If he doesn't, so then he's going to be like everybody else. He's going to be left with his physicality being material, connected to the material, like all other people. So another thing which helps a person in acquiring this midah, this character trait, who hahit bodedut, being alone, spending time alone, thinking, reflecting, like meditating, v'aprishah rabah, and separating oneself to a great degree, k'dei shebeheder hamatridin tuchal nafsho l'itkaber yoter ulehidabek bevorah, so that through the absence of the things which bother him, disrupt him, his soul will be able to strengthen even more and cling to its creator. So again, so he has to spend this time on his own so he could think, so he could reflect. He can also remove himself from all the distractions so that his soul can become more connected to Hashem. Now, those are the things that help a person acquire it, to think about the certain thoughts and study certain things, and to be able to control his thoughts in a certain way. But Ramchal continues, "Mafsidei amidahem." So, what are the things that keeps a person away from this? Chazura idiot ha'amitiyot v'rov ha'chevra imnei hadam. So, if he's lacking in the essential knowledge, the essential understanding of Hashem in this world, which allows him to cling to Hashem, and he's overly involved in social interaction, that's being connected to this world, that's being connected to the material of this world. So once he gets a little bit involved in the material world, so even so that little bit of materialism that's within him will get connected to other forms of materialism and will grow. And it becomes stronger. Minisharet, or it becomes flamed and stronger. Minisharet hanefesh lechuda bo v'lo teitzeh bimasara. And therefore, the soul, the nefesh, the spirit becomes trapped within the physicality and can't leave this entrapment. Ach bihibardo mehem, but when he separates himself from the people in the world who sort of lead him in this direction of chomriyut, of materialism, v'yisharo levad, and he remains by himself, v'yachin atzmo el hashra'at kidushato, and he prepares himself for the kidusha. So he does all the things he needs to do to prepare, so then, in that path, they will take him along in that path. A path that a person wants to go on, that he begins, he pursues, Hashem will guide him, Hashem will allow him to reach his destination. With help, the divine help which will be given to him, his spirit will strengthen, and it will overcome, it will conquer the physicalness, the physicality of himself, and he will become completed through the kiddusha that he's going to be connected to of the spirituality, the kiddusha of Hashem that he will be connected to if he's able to accomplish all these things. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we will continue next time with more about this kiddusha. And then start getting into the Ramchal's conclusion of this parak, and eventually the epilogue of the sefer. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Kol Tov.